A New Hampshire tech company has launched a new website that fuses anti-establishment libertarianism with the growing power of cryptocurrency. Library, spelled L-B-R-Y, bills the site as a censorship-free video platform to rival YouTube. They're also using digital tokens to attract users, putting the company in the crosshairs of the SEC. NHBR's Todd Bookman reports.
Savannah Hernandez is 24 years old and styles herself as a political commentator based in Texas.
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm more conservative-leaning in my rhetoric, and I mostly focus on politics and daily news.
She's popular. She had more than 120,000 followers on Twitter, until she was kicked off the site last November, in the midst of a social media purge following false claims about the election. More recently, she was temporarily suspended from YouTube for questioning the safety of the COVID vaccine. When she was allowed back on, she made this pitch to her 16,000 followers.
There. So go follow me because Odyssey is a great channel where I'm not going to get censored. I'm going to be
Odyssey.com. That's O-D-Y-S-E-E. It looks like a lot of other video hosting websites. But Odyssey, which is owned by a New Hampshire company called Library, is taking a different approach to content moderation. No censorship, no deplatforming, no matter what you say. There are some rules. No threats of violence, no porn, nothing illegal. But if the website is a giant swimming pool, Odyssey and Library are pledging not to filter the water.
Library is the future of digital content and how we share it and how we publish it.
Jeremy Kaufman is a computer scientist who founded Library in 2015 in Manchester. Kaufman declined an interview request, but he's been promoting Odyssey in videos since it launched in December.
I'm not going to deny that if you want to use Library in a Wild West kind of way, that that's possible. But I'd actually say that our intent is not to be edgy or to be putting provocative things in people's faces. Our goal is to give people choices.
That ethos is in line with Kaufman's own politics. He's a libertarian and current board member of the Free State Project. Free Staters aim to attract like-minded libertarians to come live in New Hampshire in an effort to exert political influence. Recently, Kaufman tweeted about walking through an airport while defying mask rules. To some extent, Odyssey's content has that same vibe. Its most viewed video of all time, according to a third-party tracking site, is a lecture about the purported dangers of the vaccine.
You must understand the magnitude of the lie to understand what they're trying to tell you about these experimental vaccines.
With more than 10 million videos now uploaded, there is plenty of everything on Odyssey. Guitar lessons, video gaming, cooking shows.
Hey guys, today we're making one of my new favorite pasta recipes.
But content about Pizzagate, QAnon, false claims about a stolen election, that and more is also readily available.
Hi everyone, Jim Rizzoli here, Holocaust denier extraordinaire and proud of it.
Online extremism experts say Odyssey's hands-off approach poses a risk, specifically from the far right, in spreading bigotry, anti-Semitism, and undermining faith in democracy.
We see a lot of problematic YouTubers who espouse extreme right ideas who use Odyssey as a backup channel in the fear that at any point they will be banned from YouTube.
Evian Leidig is a researcher based at the University of Oslo. She's written about the potential for Odyssey becoming a platform for the far right, a pool of misinformation.
You know, I very much support, you know, some of these values of libertarianism. It's certainly an aspect of technology that we need to promote sort of beyond the big tech giants. But, you know, we also should be hesitant about also the harms that could come as a result.
Another part of the company's anti-establishment model is the creation of its own cryptocurrency. On YouTube, video makers can earn US dollars. On Odyssey, you can earn library credits, which are digital tokens. Users can spend them, and investors can invest in them. And that last part has caught the eye of federal regulators. In March, the SEC filed a lawsuit against Library, alleging that the company sold big batches of its tokens to institutional investors and venture capitalists. The agency says Library is treating the cryptocurrency as a security, almost like a stock, but failed to register it. Library claims the government doesn't understand the complicated technology.
That's going to be the big fight in Library. Why are people buying these tokens? Consumption or speculation.
John Orcutt teaches securities law at the UNH School of Law. He says this is just the latest in a string of similar SEC lawsuits. On one side are cutting-edge digital companies launching their own currencies. And on the other are the laws, very old laws, about what counts as a security. Orcutt says it's time for the regulations to catch up with the technology.
All of this, to me, seems like a very good time for us to be looking at this more holistically as opposed to on a case-by-case basis. I think we need a more holistic solution.
Some of Library's loudest defenders are the very people earning digital money on its website. Naomi Brockwell is a kind of evangelist for the crypto movement. She frequently posts videos about tech, Bitcoin, and privacy issues to both YouTube and Odyssey. She says earning cryptocurrency is one of Odyssey's main draws, and that no one is being harmed.
You know, this idea that the government is protecting us, I just don't buy it. But I would go even further. I don't think the SEC are necessarily being bad people. They're just upholding really bad laws, and we need to revisit these laws.
The SEC declined to comment on the lawsuit, which could take months, likely longer, to play out. In the meantime, Library will continue courting users with the promise of control over what you make and what you see. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.